down to it. I think we understand each other thoroughly. I'm not interested in trying to buy and sell stocks to, if these stocks were in line, you would think that I was smart enough to buy them at the low, and he is not me. Kicked in the pants just to sell it, you see. I'm, other than the meager savings of a public employee, and aside from a little Miss Eisenhower, as well, there we are now. What I want to do is just to be reasonable. That's all we're now actually. What if I could, one of these things happening, if I have any idea of jumping on some of these things happening, I would really like to see land go down somewhere. Well, where I could get a reasonable amount into a land at a level where a tenant farmer could make darn good living on it. That's all. Now, if I could do that, I'd be very happy.
Well, if you'll just be a little patient, and then you're sure going to get it.
Well, I'm just going to simply look around. In fact, I got a man looking now. Friends. Where is it that I should like to go? But the thing I don't like about all the New England and North Australia is it's really not productive. It's thin soil, it's sour, it's from, well, I'd say probably from the midline to Pennsylvania, from here on southward as far as...
There's Lancaster County.
Yeah.
That's
or I would some of the lower hills of Virginia. Now there is soil where I get a good kick out of it. It was very good soil. It was worn out. And I might live some years when I speak maybe sore say 500 acres to real fertility. In my mind, that would be an accomplishment, you know.
It's fun. It's wonderful.
Now,
we're down there by one.
Around the tip and a little bit to the northwest of the port. Port front row. You'll get into the low hills to get away from the mugginess in the sun.
Around Little Washington. Sperryville.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. You know, you don't go down to Winchester. Front Royal is on the eastern ridge of hills through its Shenandoah Brook, about. Now, just go up on the eastern slope of those, then you're down up about the, you know where the plains? You know where the plains is? Well, I tell you, go straight west from there.
It's the F to the Frank Thornton Valley. You know where you come down the Skyline Drive?
Yeah.
Is it on the left of that?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's where my family came from.
Is that so?
Sperryville.
Yeah. I remember, if you remember, I think I stopped there for lunch one day. I forget the name of the town, but Bucky and Matthew on those low fields. And there he made some of that fine seed that farm for 300 years ago. And they didn't know anything about the first 200 years, so they just rotated to tobacco as their cash crop, which it would be. Now, what you'd like to do now is restore the soil of the farm with a few sheep and cows from, say a section of life.
That wouldn't cost you much money either.
No, except that right this minute, when people have so much cash and they don't know what to do with it, well, as you say, call one of the works. So there's some lying around. And so you can go into there nowadays and have to pay $125, $150 per acre for land that produce that, except on the basis of government subsidies. $220. So on that one plantation, outside of a few little items, there's $220,000 gross income to the run. And I didn't surprise you again, he spent it all on foreman.
But the thing can't go on, this creating these supports, trying to hold the thing up, one after another, and when one of them goes.
Now, that's the question there. What do you think? Are they doing it to hold up the economy or to buy the votes of these men? I think there's a little difference.
I think they're trying to buy the votes. I think they're desperate.
Yeah.
Let me show you here. This is the report that I was talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Within this. For two or three companies, and less. Now, the 8% dip would have been close to 20% if it hadn't been for the motor industry. And here are the various industries. Go down. Let's see, auto and equipment. That's up 35%. That's a tremendous item. See, that's out of this item, $6 billion, nearly a billion. That was directly that. Now, 18% of the iron and steel, which is another enormous industry, was through this. If they had lost that 18%,
no.
They would have had a terrible year.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually this...
In other words, you get to the point that if this gets glutted, then you're in hell.
And that which will cause this.
Yeah, which will.
And then there are so many other collateral industries off of it, such as finance.
Well, here's one.
The petroleum went up to 27%. They're declining now. But you can imagine.
Well, of course, that, according to the independents, because.
Now, if you take the total here and take those out, you get someplace close to a 20% decline.
Mm-hmm.
49 and 48. Now, in other words, when you create an economy like that, when it begins to turn, and you see certain things that cause you to think, first of all, for about 8% less than last year. How much if you bought the whole thing?
Oh, that's
cool. Everything in it would be about 8%. Macy's is about the same way.
Hmm.
Now, 8%, so this is where you hear all the advertising about losing money, losing the purchasing. Now, that's what you can buy 8% more. That's not losing. That's gaining. But anyway, that's a turn down. Your earnings are beginning to turn down. And as you look at various industries,
I noticed a grocery tax went up there.
It went up in profits. It went down and...
Well,
I can't explain why it went up. Groceries, as a rule, do go up in earnings because their costs are fairly fixed. So if you get something like, where you have an item that has a fixed price and your cost goes down, you can make more money. Why that went up in groceries?
This is lost in 1948, but that shows no change in those first 2 months. I just wonder, is something...
Because I said it right, you can't show a percentage of the change.
Oh.
The negative is positive.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
Their column is showing up.
Yeah.
Now this is a very significant, I think, because here is your national product. It's up there. Here's your...
That's the gross value of everything you produce.
That's right. Now here's the gross money supply. Now, if this, in other words, the money that you have available to buy things, if that were here and the things available were here,
yeah, these big prices.
I said, well, instead of that, the things available are here. It's just,
yeah, you'd expect them.
They would have to come down in relation to that.
The funny thing is, the Holy State is underneath it. In other words, you don't expect that to come down to you. This is wider than it's been for, many years.
1900.
Yeah. So, here, but it's
so
wider.
That was
now.
Right after that. It got the narrowest it ever was. Went from there to there. Mm-hmm. Which accounts for your... Which would happen.
That's very interesting, I guess. You would expect now, somewhere off in here, these two things, just that they keep putting in money, something like that. That gap went on with some of that one little adjustment there. That gap went on for some years, though, didn't it? That's
right.
A very wide gap. That,
in this case,
1929.
And it started just before the First World War. But you see, they had that big adjustment there. That's the big adjustment there.
Yeah, there.
And we haven't had it. That's why we've got so many more problems that are right on our neck. Because we haven't.
And also, that is never, I wasn't quite right there, in proportion to something like that. That is, this gap, in proportion to this total,
that's right.
Is probably even not as great, really, as that to this total, is it?
Someone just gets the answer. I'm scared, I suppose that's the answer.
You can't tell.
No.
And it just...